Like
I don't understand why you have to dig so deep into it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Mod State Podcast. John, how are you? And how is Mr. Fluffles you're holding there?
Young Link, named after the Link from Zelda.
Ah, indeed. Well, for the audio podcasters, available on YouTube now, John is holding an adorable 40-pound, 13-month-old cat.
Ragdolls get huge, man.
Is that the kind of cat it is, a ragdoll cat?
Yep.
A ragdoll.
He's about to pass out.
Yeah, then you're going to put him down. And
yeah,
he's
going to cry at some point here, like, but then he won't leave, though. That's the thing.
See, that's what happened. You start feeding them, and then they stay.
Yeah, he'll cry and get up and act all offended, but then he'll run right back.
Isn't
kind
that
of chick-like,
just,
I must say.
I was just going to – I went there in my head for a second, and then I didn't. I
you left it to me because you knew I was going to
– You were going to go with it.
Perfect alley-oop.
You were going to roll with it. I like it.
Why do this when John will do it?
He's
going
to do it. I don't need to do anything, man. He's all over it. Well, we are back again, and we are doing a little follow-up from the – it's not a deposition, but the and not a subpoena as well, but Mr.
– Here before Congress of his own volition.
Yes. Both the Congress and the Senate had their way with Mark Zuckerberg this past week. And I will say, if there's anything I learned about our elected officials, is that a majority of them have no idea how the internet works. Like,
no.
At all.
Well, suspected as much around Thanksgiving when we discussed net neutrality, but then this really confirmed it.
It really did confirm. And now, if you haven't had the pleasure of watching these congressmen and senators ask the questions, you can find it all over Facebook, actually, and it actually plays where Mark Zuckerberg could have been the real demon in this story, which I don't necessarily think he is. I think he had a really good quote. He said, and I'm paraphrasing, that look, if you were to start something like this in your dorm room, you could probably expect to make some mistakes along the way.
I felt like he was very forthright. This is someone I think I did actually criticize him once on this podcast when he was talking about how, as much as an environmentalist that he is, he demanded and got eminent domain used so that the three homesteaders around him, Palo Alto, actually had their properties torn down so that he could expand his estate. And I'm going, you're a Greenpeacer. Good for you.
Look, I can't.
He was very forthright here. He testified of his own volition, and he came out and said, hey, he did something, by the way, that might be kind of a death knell for him personally as far as finances go, and said, yes, I am responsible.
Yeah, and he did that prior.
But I said that.
He did that prior to even going to Congress and Senate to testify. Now,
but he then said it again,
he
though.
Did. But again, that's what a good leader does. A good leader.
Oh, I'm not knocking him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think it'll be his death warrant.
I think he may lose a whole lot of money in lawsuits.
Yeah, yes. I mean, that. I think when you. The FTC is obviously investigating this, and whatever they find, you know, they'll hold those people accountable. And it might be Mark Zuckerberg himself. I don't know. But I think. One thing is he did
Record.
Walk
not,
yeah
because he didn't plead the fifth. He could have
no he walked in there as the quote-unquote demon and really walked out looking much better than he did when he walked in, and I mean that.
Just wanted to talk about the seat that he was in. Like,
I mean, it was the hot seat, but the problem was
there was apparently some pad they put in the seat that was called a booster seat. I don't even know what they were talking about.
Well,
I'm not kidding. Look this up. There's cat hair flying. Jesus.
Well, that's what happens when you introduce a cat to the equation, my friend.
But anyway.
So the cameras aren't that HD yet, so don't worry. So he walked out looking much better because I felt like the congressmen and the senators that were grilling him actually just were so off base in some of the ridiculous questions that they were asking him that it does float back onto social media. And it's just a, you know, it's sort of an eyesore for these quote unquote older lawmakers who really have no idea what's going on and how data is used and how all this works. Now,
that's true.
I'm not exactly the end all be all to know what goes on in the internet and how ads work and data and profiles are used. I do have a girlfriend who's, this is her job. And so I'm always getting elucidation from her.
And I pretend like it's mine.
And I mean,
there is one asterisk to put on what you just said, though. There was one senator who actually had a clue, and we'll get to that.
Yes. So this is kind of what the idea behind, and I really did think his question was good.
He had several good points, whether one agrees with them or not, but please continue.
So as we know, we said before, the FTC is still doing investigations, and we're not quite sure the end point here. I don't think it's the downfall of Facebook. I know there's some people who are a little disenchanted with it. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's people.
Same stock value?
Did the stock value dive? Well, I do know that he dumped a bunch of shares, but I don't.
He did prior to, which was business savvy, but shot up by about a third after his testimony.
Yes, of course it did. I mean,
my friend.
He looked good.
He had the nerve to go in there and not plead the fifth.
Exactly. I mean, he would have walked out more of a demon if he had pleaded the fifth. And quite honestly,
more than that, he took their questions. He didn't go in there with a lawyer, which he had the right to. He didn't do that, man. Hey, even if I don't like the guy, if I don't agree with him, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay. The fact is, he did a man's job.
He did. I give it to him. And you know what? I felt like this was him most of the time. Like, head on his brow, like, oh my God, Senator. But he was so fairly diplomatic. Senator, I would have been, that would have been me in the hot seat. It would have been something along the lines of like, what the hell are you asking me? What are we talking about? We're not talking about the same thing. So let's cut to the chase.
No, he was very diplomatic. He was very gregarious. I felt like he went above and beyond. Okay, Mark Schrekelli, what he did, okay, he went beyond the candor of Secretary of State Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, Mark Zuckerberg, if you could rank his performance based on what we've seen since the turn of the millennium in important congressional testimonies,
I give it to him. I give it to him, and there was a lot of testimony.
He wore a suit, which was very surprising.
Well, he did. He pulled it together, wore a suit, and
I give him that props. I mean, of course, you know I would be there in a suit, but course. I mean,
look, I can't even put a suit on for a video podcast, but
You're the one with a beautiful lady there in support of you who actually, by the way, does this for a living, that writes and appears on media outlets for a living. So I can't really talk. And she's also on, if not the number one, the number two most popular in terms of downloads and visits Mod State podcast ever.
Indeed. So there.
I can't really say much. Plus, I like her in spite of my protests to the contrary.
There we go. So let's cut to the chase.
I won't talk about her ever again.
No,
you're right.
That was a plug for. I was just going to leave it there. I had nothing else to add.
Nope.
I don't like her.
Go ahead.
So let's cut to the chase here about the actual question that was brought up that was sort of overlooked, and I'll let you articulate.
Oh no! You.
But that is one senator.
Where you're going.
Senator Ted Cruz, who had a very interesting question to Mr. Zuckerberg, and I'll let you go ahead and.
Well, I don't have the script in front of me. I can paraphrase this.
Please paraphrase. Yes.
He asked a specific. It could be RuPaul. Okay. It could be Zsa Zsa Gabor. I don't know, but it was a specific example of a conservative outlet. Again, I don't know, that apparently had its ads suppressed, advertisements suppressed on Facebook, and Mr. Zuckerberg answered, again, I was impressed with his candor, but he said, yes, sir, I understand that Silicon Valley is notorious for having, and he said this, you know, far left viewpoint. Yeah. I went, well, he's got the chutzpah to acknowledge that at least.
Yes.
I mean, we all go, well, yeah, no, Silicon Valley has a far left viewpoint. He actually said it, so I went, okay. But Senator Cruz went a little bit further, and again, I'm paraphrasing, but he inferred, all right, well, so you're telling me that you didn't have the wherewithal to intervene in the case of the Russian election. And Senator Cruz did acknowledge the American election, excuse me. But Senator Cruz did acknowledge that he was making, you know, a general you point here. But he said, so you had the wherewithal as a company to intervene and say that you're not going to allow far right viewpoints in terms of advertising from American firms, but you didn't have the wherewithal to intervene as what you acknowledge now being Russian interference in the American election. And I got to say hats off to Senator Cruz for making that distinction. It was a good point.
Yeah.
So you've got the ability to say no to the KKK, but not to the Kremlin.
Yeah, and you know, when I watched the videos, you know, there's clips of,
you know, and you feel like I made a fair assessment of that, right?
You did, because when I was listening, I think a few of the videos were something along the lines of Mark Zuckerberg trying to explain the internet to old people, and Senator Ted Cruz.
That was the case with Ted Cruz.
Excuse me, not Senator, but Ted Cruz made that point, and that was on the video, and I stopped. And I had to think about that, and I said, "This is not."
Cruz is no idiot.
Yeah, this is not. This is not explaining the internet to the old people. This is an actual serious question. Now,
and Ted Cruz has argued, I don't know, 3-4 dozen cases before the United States Supreme Court.
So again, I don't have to agree with the religious dogma, the religious doctrine, the reason they're running the ads, who the people are.
Ted Cruz is a far right evangelical. I'm a Roman Catholic centrist.
So it doesn't matter to me. But it does matter that you do take a side on what you feel is the right ad content or not. And that becomes a little problematic. And therefore, I think his question...
Well, if you don't have a consistent standard, absolutely.
Yeah. So, again, I think moving forward from that, obviously there's going to be talks of how do we regulate something like Facebook? How do we regulate social media platforms in general? And where does free speech fit into that? And that is free speech of you and I's profile or the ads that are being run. And unfortunately, now Mark Zuckerberg made a good point. He said what we would like to do, because one of the senators asked a question about ad content, and he goes, look, there's hundreds of billions of ads, user interface, I mean, just connections throughout the world. And how are 20,000 people able to look at that content? You just can't. So he made the case for, look, we need new algorithms. We need AI to be able to sift through this. So this is the way that they're moving. And I agree with that.
We need to accept that human error is a part of reality.
Yes. Now,
this whole point came about, first of all, because we actually had an assessment of the Second Amendment that was posted, editorially speaking, on ModState during the election season in 2016, and Facebook denied us being able to not post it. They allowed us to post the link on our own page. Okay, and it's a verified page, but they denied us the right to financially sponsor, to promote that article, okay? And they didn't really give an explanation beyond the fact that it violated some sort of scenario in their semblance of their user terms, okay? It's one of those things where it's like, okay, pick your battles,
right? Yeah, so it was a Second Amendment article.
Right.
Just to hear you right.
And this was an article of, hey, this is what the Second Amendment says.
So it wasn't advocating for
rocket launchers. You have the right to own an M1A4 tank, okay? This was a very basic, hey, this is what the Second Amendment means. And it's still on Mondstate, by the way. So anybody, I mean, perhaps we should link this in the references for this podcast, okay? We can do so. But pick your battles. All right, cool. We were only 4, 5, 6 months old, tops, as a publication at that point, whatever. Senator Cruz was elaborating more along the lines of, okay, thank you, Mr. Zuckerberg. And he did, again, as I said, acknowledge, yes, Silicon Valley is a very far left place. Good for you, Mr. Zuckerberg. Thanks for acknowledging that. But you're telling me you have the ability, and again, 68.3% of our viewers and listeners and readers are left of center. You know this.
Yes.
Okay. They stopped our ad.
Yeah.
But you aren't capable of vetting Russian interference?
Yeah, it and I don't know how you swing that as a, well, I mean, again, he's not in the ranks sifting through this information, these ads, these that are being pushed forward.
I think Senator Cruz is smart enough to know that. He was getting at the overall framework. Yeah. And he doesn't even, I would be shocked, maybe he does, presidents listen to us, I'd be shocked, though, if Senator Cruz knew about that matter.
Well, do you mean the Mondstate matter or the... Yeah, exactly. So, again, it comes down to, okay, so if this publicly traded company is connecting billions of people all over the world, who gets to decide what is eligible for ad content and what is not? And beyond ad content, just...
Is that their job to answer that question?
That is the question. Is it their job? Now, it is not a government agency, so they're technically, I can't say that they're bound to the Constitution for First Amendment, but if you're going to be, and I move past...
They're bound and permitted.
Look, I'm saying we move beyond ads. I'm talking about just regular posts that people have as well. Who gets to sanction what is valid or not?
They're bound to permit the exercise of the First Amendment. It's like this, the whole thing came about, actually, this discussion from you and I texting earlier because of a Law and Order episode I watched again, but it was about, it sounds really bad, but the human flesh search engine, because in China, for instance, they'll have a ton of people researching one topic towards a specific thing. And it's referring to the amount of bodies involved in the search, not anything seedy. But of course, I had to bring this up.
Of course.
You're welcome. but the truth of the matter is, what they got at was, this was an issue that came about legally, not because the company hosting the property had, this guy got killed, and it wasn't just that they encouraged discussion of what this guy had done wrong by, for instance, texting and driving. But users had gone so far as to post the keypad, a picture of it, to his apartment on the site, and then somebody posted the code, and the moderators of the site didn't take it down. Well, okay, so like I asked my sister, I said, so, okay, me saying, in God we trust, that's protected. But me saying, God, it isn't. Okay, so exactly which utterances, which vibrations of my vocal cords are permitted by the First Amendment and which are not?
Yeah.
That's obviously, as you would say, problematic there.
Yes.
So what I'm getting at is, perhaps if you go so far as to post pictures and key codes, that's a little different ballgame. But the point is, we can no longer ignore these discussions.
Yes. And I mean, there's been if you do that Law and Order episode, and then there's also the Black Mirror episode where something along the lines of the princess of, you know, the UK was kidnapped, and essentially, I could be getting these mixed up, and any Black Mirror fan, I apologize, but essentially something destructive was going to happen. And it really was based on the amount of users that were tuning into this event. So the more people that tuned in, the more the greater chances of this disastrous event taking place. And again, I mean, this is Black Mirror essentially looks at prospective situations with technology and makes episodes out of them. It's not incredibly far-fetched. So it really comes down to what these companies are willing to allow and not allow. Now, like at Mod State, for example, we say that all viewpoints are welcome at the proverbial table so long as they're nonviolent. I mean, that pretty much is broad enough that we allow any type of content to be pushed forward over the microphone or in some sort of editorial op-ed. Now, we do get to choose what goes up and what goes down, but as an internal company, we make the decision that, look, if this is hate speech or this is calling on the injury of somebody, then it crosses the line. But
unfortunately, everybody's not responsible, apparently, enough to make that decision. And well, that's where my sister and I discuss this. As I've told you before, she's a progressive along along the lines of Senator Bernie Sanders. Great. Mad respect for the man, as I've said before. Anybody that can say the same thing for 2.5 decades in politics, well, most people can't say the same thing for 25 weeks. Exactly. Good for him. I strongly disagree, but I respect the man. But what this comes down to is, okay, I acknowledge something must be done as far as the distinction. The First Amendment's great, but we need to have something in the federal code. Cool. My fear is not saying that something must be done. My fear is, what is our Congress going to actually do?
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean I'm afraid of Paul Ryan being Speaker and I want Nancy Pelosi there either or.
Well,
when's the last time Congress took significant action and they did the right thing?
Okay, on top of that, when
Nancy Pelosi's record, Obamacare without reading the damn bill, Paul Ryan being a allegedly fiscally responsible conservative and having no regard whatsoever for adding $1.5 trillion to the national debt.
But beyond that, they don't even know how this works. I mean, this is so far, I mean, I think this is eye-opening even to when they will eventually vote on net neutrality, that look, they don't know what they're talking about, yet they're voting for it and making very long-lasting repercussions for the freedoms we have, whether that's the internet, but in this case, free speech on some sort of platform like Facebook. Now, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Reddit, I mean, Google, Apple, these tech giants, and I realize Reddit and Instagram are not tech giants, but these platforms and tech giants were coming to a head, and the wave's going to crash, however you want to describe it.
There's going to be a watershed.
Yeah, the watershed moment. This was bound to happen. And what I do hope is...
Yeah, when you got kids making specific threats against a school on the North Shore of the greater New Orleans area in South Louisiana, and they're getting arrested for that, that crosses a line, apparently, from what is your First Amendment, by the way, that actually happened, that crosses the lines of what is your First Amendment right. I don't necessarily like it, but do I blame our government? Not really.
No. No, it and again...
What are they supposed to do, sit back and let the school get blown away by this kid that made a specific threat?
Yeah.
And everybody points fingers?
I think there's very specific things that, if we were to hash this out on the podcast, we could come up with very specific things that we would not want on our massive social media platform, but we leave it fairly broad. But this is where it does get difficult to legislate
as much as we can for our corporate uses.
Yes, but to take this
everybody's as responsible as you and I.
To take this to regulation in federal code is a completely different thing. Now, yes, do I disagree with the fact that we couldn't promote an article? Absolutely. Because then you can have Russian interference and nothing was done. So there is...
I'm not advocating federal legislation.
So what I think...
Saying, can anything be done by the U.S. Congress that we would support?
Well...
Something must be done.
So one thing I do take... I do agree with Mark Zuckerberg, and I think this is beyond the realm of comprehension for most people, because it is for me as well, that he talks about AI and algorithms to be able to sift through things that are either fake or are not part of the agreement to be put on Facebook. And I think those algorithms, if they're done right, can do a good job of weeding things out and realizing what's a person and what's not a person and what's acceptable. Whereas the biases of 20,000 people sifting through content, hundreds of billions of pieces of content, might do a better job than that. Because with those people, to err is human. That's the famous quote. It's a medical book or a book that was written that talks about to err is human, and it talks about all the medical malpractice and medical cases where people died. To err is human. Humans have bias, and as long as those humans are the ones sifting through content, those biases will be essentially propagated to the
greater San Francisco area,
to the content that they're looking at. So yeah, it doesn't, all it takes is a bad day, anti-gun person to read that article and not want it up. And I don't think that Mark Zuckerberg actually wants that to happen. I don't think he does. I think he was fairly clear about that. And he proposed the idea of AI and algorithms to fix that. And I would like to see that happen first before I see any sort of regulation.
No, I admire him for what he said. I think he made a mistake. And I'm sure about, half the lawyers in this country at the very least, especially defense attorneys, are going to agree with me here. Well, I think he made a mistake when he acknowledged that he was responsible.
We'll see what happens. I mean, there's a couple class action lawsuits that are out right now. So if you're one of the 87 million people.
In reference to the First Amendment, at the very least.
Yeah. So if you're one of the 87 million members who had their data mined without your consent, I don't know. Maybe you'll get a check for $50 or something like that.
Without their consent.
What's that?
Was it without their consent?
Well,
how many people were posting, by the way, I ate buffalo sauce and cottage cheese today just in my panties watching Law and Order.
Here's the thing, though. That that app that people consented to, they were paid $2 so that this company could go in and essentially mine their data. I mean, that is wrong. I mean, and that's what Zuckerberg, if anything, is taking responsibility for.
Good for him. I would have laughed.
And God bless him, I guess.
Do you really feel sorry for the American people under 40?
Do I?
I don't.
Sometimes I do. I mean,
I'm talking about in case of what gets put out there via social media.
Well, and that, I mean, Sarah made this.
We fashion these memories.
Yes, Sarah.
Look at Instagram. Yes. You can't get on Instagram. I had to close down Instagram the other day looking at the Mod State feed. This is a true story. Not once, but twice, because my 5-year-old niece kept coming in the room, and to get to the feed, it looked like Caligula.
Look,
it looked like Eyes Wide Shut. Really?
I mean, Sarah brings up a good point. She said, we are a society of convenience. And as long as you have an app that links you to Facebook, that gets you in a lot faster than logging in with your email and a password. So you're going to be susceptible to this. And until we push back from this sort of society of convenience to just click, 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 and we're good to go, you're going to run this risk. Now,
we're a society of being able to walk down the street absolutely naked if you so desire, but don't you objectify me by staring. That's what we're a society of.
Oh, okay? You do that.
Not just contradictions, but just absurdities, okay?
You do that, and you go to jail. You're going to go to jail.
Well, I guarantee you, okay, because there's little girls out there in high school, and yes, you are little girls, by the way, in high school. I can send you the news story of... They resent, they're not going to wear a bra. They resent having to put something here. But then they want to get mad at the rampaging hormone of the high school boys for staring at them going, it don't work both ways, sweetheart.
Well, I won't begin the debate of victimization or non-victimization.
That's not victimization, okay? I walk down the street with my pants down and somebody stares. Are they ogling me or am I violating obscenity laws?
Well, if it was me or if it was you, we might be violating some obscenity laws. But I see your point.
You see what I'm getting at here.
I do see what you're getting at. I do.
Like, you know, a woman with ease who's wearing a crop top going, don't you objectify me? I'm going, sweetheart, I think you pretty much just objectified yourself. It's like Winston Churchill. We talked about this.
Yeah, we did.
He asked the woman, would you sleep with me for £1 million? She said, well, yes, sir. Would you sleep with me for 10 pounds? Well, no, sir. What do you think I am? Madam, I think we both know what you are. We're just haggling over the price.
Oh, Winston. Oh, Winston.
That goes for male or female. As I've said before, I had a guy, a buddy, it didn't really work out real well for him, but he had him a sugar mama. And we all told him, we all told him it was a bad idea. I was the one person to call him a whore. He was like, dude, I'm not a chick. I said, no, you're still a whore.
Yeah, it goes both ways.
You're still somebody
for money. Yeah, that transcends the genders, my friend. Right. I will give you that.
My greater point here is you're going to throw something out there, whether it's what you had for lunch. Well, so the Chinese and the Russians then market Reubens or club sandwiches to you via email. Quit your bitching.
Yeah.
Okay. No. You're going to walk around with all that hanging out. I'm sorry, the people with eyes are staring.
Yeah, Instagram's a fun place. I'll give you that.
Hey, well, unless your 5-year-old niece is in the room. Or
yes. Yeah.
I'm sure the feminists, they're going to hate me after this podcast, but.
They might. There's a small chance, but.
Look, it's a larger than that, but seriously, yeah, I go both ways with this. You know this.
I do. I know. And the overall point here, like we were saying about social media, is if we are a society of convenience, then we need to be prepared for the ramifications of that convenience. And no one should have their data, their profiles, what they post used without their consent. 100%. And I think this is where this argument is going.
Same thing. I don't think you have the right. I don't think you're supposed to be grabbed and or assaulted or raped because you dress provocatively. Okay. But don't come crying to me about people staring at you. That was my point. I want to be very clear here. I was not justifying people getting assaulted. The people, the cops out there in the media, you hear these in the Good Old Boy Network. Well, she was asking for it. No, she wasn't.
She was not.
I'm not making that point.
I
don't cry about the fact you're getting ogled, meaning stared at.
Yes.
Right. I want to cut people off the path going, oh, he's justifying rape culture. No, the hell I'm not.
No, you're not. I will come to your defense on that 100%.
You know what? Zippity doo-dah.
I'm here for you. I'm here for you. So anyway, well, hey, man, we're about 30 minutes.
About 69 minutes.
So, you know, we'll see kind of what happens with Facebook, and I think it'll be pushed to some sort of regulation. I hope that Facebook can kind of internalize what has happened and maybe make these fixes before it has to go to, because like you and I, I'm not all about federal oversight, and I think this is a bit of federal oversight, but we're in new territory when it comes to Facebook and tech giants, so we'll just have to see where it goes.
You just put you and I in the juxtapose in terms of federal oversight. I like that.
Hey, I had to put it in there. So, well, my friend, until next time,
au revoir.
We'll see you.